welcome to another fresh episode of the Sheep Tank, where the sheep will pitch a new or interesting business idea from the corporate landscape for which they would like to have some investment. On the other hand, we have some skeptical wolves that will grill the sheep and decide if they want to invest in the idea or not. Previous episodes, we spoke about Amazon, Macy's, Picnic, and Netflix. And the wolves for this episode will be Yara Emmy, and it will be Alex pitching his business ID. So tell us, Alex.
Yeah, as you know, I'm representing today Allbirds, your favorite shoe brand. We are making the most comfortable shoes you can imagine. We had a tremendous 2021. We went public as a multi-billion dollar company. Somehow we lost 80% of the value in the last 12 months, but it's like a recession thing. It's not related with the business, to be very honest, but still we need to grow. Just to give you like an overview about our numbers in 2021, total revenues were 277 million. It's still not profitable, but still the most comfortable shoes. And our strategic vision obviously was direct to consumer in the last year. So being very, very present with our flagship store, being very present with our e-commerce activities. Now we know, and the market actually educated us, this is kind of a dead end. And we need to open ourselves to the idea of wholesale. So definitely what we'd like to do is to present our shoes in selected wholesale partner stores, like Nordstrom, for example, where our customers actually are. And I'm asking myself, why should we hide our nice shoes in front of customers that really would be interesting in buying those shoes? I see like another 200 to 300 million added revenue, profitable revenue, because a wholesale operation is much cheaper than a D2C operation. And I'd like to scale it fast, because now is the time to invest. Now we're in a downturn. Now we can help the customers to get more comfortable shoes. And that's why I need a bit money and a bit confidence from you.
But Alex, one question, like, it seems Nike and Adidas, they started the same strategy 5 years ago. So what's your unfair advantage besides having comfortable shoes?
Yeah, good question. And the question was answered a couple of years ago when we started as a company, and only 4 years after starting the company, it was already valued $1.7 billion. So, which a much better marketing effort, which a very, very specific selection. So not too many different shoes, but only when it made sense, with a promise that our production is very sustainable, eco-friendly. And it's actually the shoes you would find carried around by the Google founders, by Elon Musk, and many, many others. So it's like it's definitely a strong trend, and it's a much more comfortable, less shiny shoe than the Adidas and Nike once, and we were missing out the wholesale operation for a couple of years, and there we need to expand now.
Okay. Now, I can confirm they are probably the most comfortable shoes I own. My girlfriend will tell you they're also the ugliest shoes I own. but I was wondering, so how
different
are
shoes,
the
different girlfriend, I would say.
Yeah. No, thank you. I'll exchange the shoes instead. But how are the unit economics looking like today? Because we all know the D2C brand Casper, the mattress company, that went down because they're basically losing like $300 per unit. How is that currently for Allbirds? Are we in the positive yet, or
not yet? But you know, it's a long tail game. Obviously, when we've reached a broader market share, when we've reached a bit more scale in production, we are still like below $500 million revenue. I think it's become very profitable above this line. We are losing little money. Lots of that was because of stock compensated payments for our employees during the listing last year, but I don't see a reason why we shouldn't become as profitable as Nike or Adidas in a very short time period.
I'm not convinced, so I apologize, but you're not getting my money. Your 2014.
But why?
Your 2014 vision doesn't feel right in 2022. Not future-proof, from my perspective. Sorry, okay. Alex.
No wholesale investments. Okay, I get it. Who is Guido? Who is like the most store-friendly wolf I know?
So I'm not exchanging my girlfriend, but I'm probably still going to keep buying Allbirds shoes because they're so damn comfortable. And especially, I mean, with 80% less value, that's an interesting point to step in. And I do agree with going wholesale. So yeah, you get a small investment from me.
Where did you buy your last Allbirds pair of shoes?
Where? Online. Because that's the only place right now, I think, still.
Oh, you see, and it would be so much nicer to have it in a store nearby, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, I will figure out a better investment idea in the meantime.
Maybe not for me, yeah. Do that for the other ones. Okay, cool. One thumbs up and one thumbs down. That's the score for this episode. Thanks for watching or listening. And if you have any suggestions, again, let us know. Maybe it's your own company or business ID. Send us a message on LinkedIn or Twitter, and we might be investing in you next time. Bye-bye.